AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. German officials report finding critical evidence linking a Tunisian fugitive to the truck used in the holiday market attack. AP correspondent Geir Molson reports.
Germany's top security official says that investigators have found the suspect's fingerprints in the cab of the truck that ploughed into the Christmas market in Berlin on Monday. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says that, along with other additional indications that he gave no details of, suggest that the Tunisian man Anis Amri is in fact likely the perpetrator.
German authorities describe the suspect as potentially violent and armed. A pair of Western diplomats in New York say that an unexpected UN vote on a resolution demanding a halt to Israeli settlement activities has been postponed. The diplomats, both of whom have knowledge of the process and spoke on condition of anonymity as they weren't authorized to release the information, one did not give a time frame for when the vote might happen. The other said the matter has been postponed indefinitely. One of President-elect Donald Trump's sons says he's going to stop directly raising money for his namesake foundation.
Eric Trump says it pains him to quit soliciting donations for his organization for terminally ill children with cancer. But it's also raised eyebrows after posting an online auction where the winner would get coffee with his sister Ivanka. Then criticism grew when potential donors were told that anyone who donated $500,000 or $1 million could go on a hunting trip with Eric or his brother Donald Jr. The future also remains murky for the Trump Foundation, run by the president-elect. It solicited outside gifts, and it's been criticized for using donations to fund business interests. I'm Shirley Smith.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a 3.5% annual rate recently. This is AP Radio News. New details are emerging about the death of TV star Alan Thicke.
As long as we got each other.
Star of Growing Pains died after his aorta artery tore, then ruptured last week. The details are in his newly released death certificate. Alan Thicke's cause of death was determined by a doctor and no autopsy was performed. The death certificate says Thicke's aorta ruptured about 3 hours after it first tore. An aortic tear also killed actor John Ritter in 2003. Thicke was 69. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Duke has suspended starting guard Grayson Allen indefinitely after tripping an opponent for the third time in a year. Coach Mike Krzyzewski says in a statement the suspension was imposed because the actions don't meet the standards of Duke basketball. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.